Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And a very warm welcome to you all to St. Cato's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship on this third Sunday of Advent. It's lovely to have you with us. I hope you've all had a good week. We come together as the family of God, as brothers and sisters in Christ, united in prayer to offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father. And as we continue our Advent journey on this third Sunday of Advent, we give particular thanks to God for the life and witness of St. John the Baptist, who heralded the arrival of the Messiah. We pray that we may take his call to heart and open ourselves to receive the Lord Jesus into our own lives and our own hearts. Let us pray. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your Spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. As we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you came to gather the nations into your kingdom of peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you come in word and sacrament to strengthen us in holiness. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, who at your first coming sent your messenger to prepare your way before you, grant that the ministers and stewards of your mysteries may likewise so prepare and make ready your way, by turning the hearts of the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, that at your second coming to judge the world, we may be found an acceptable people in your sight. For you are alive and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom like a crocus. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame will leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp. The grass shall become reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there, and it will be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel on it, but it shall be for God's people. No traveller, not even fools, shall go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come upon it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In response to the psalm, I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. Happy are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps faith for ever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. I will praise the Lord, I will praise the Lord, as long as I live. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. I will praise the Lord, I will praise the Lord, as long as I live. The Lord watches over the strangers. He upholds the orphan and the widow, but the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. I will praise the Lord, I will praise the Lord as long as I live. The Lord shall reign for ever, your God, O Zion, for all generations. O praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord, I will praise the Lord as long as I live. A reading from the book of James. Be patient, therefore, beloved, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits for the precious crop from the earth, being patient with it until it receives the early and the late rains. You also must be patient. Strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near. Beloved, do not grumble against one another, so that you may not be judged. See, the judge is standing at the doors. As an example of suffering and patience, beloved, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Truly I tell you, among those born of woman, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to Saint Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. When John heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offence at me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out to the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly I tell you, among those born of women, no one has risen greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Well, last week on our journey through Advent, Matthew introduced us to John the Baptist. And this week Matthew moves us forward in John's story. We find him in prison. Jesus has begun his ministry and John has heard of all that he is doing. And so John sends his disciples to ask Jesus, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for the one who is to come?" It might seem strange to us that John questions Jesus in this way. After all, he had baptized Jesus. Jesus was his cousin. But Jesus tells John's disciples to report to John all that they have seen him doing, healing the sick, restoring hearing to the deaf, and raising the dead. Hearing these reports, John could have no doubt that Jesus is the one who is to come, the Messiah. Jesus then turns to his own followers and affirms that John is the messenger who will prepare the way before you. Jesus did not want to encourage any division between his and John's followers, for they shared the same message, the good news that the Messiah is among us. It is a message that has helped to shape the world for the last 2,000 years. And it is a message which today still has the power to change our lives and the life of our community for the better. Sadly, for many, life is still challenging and difficult. Loneliness, anxiety, and fear are in danger of crippling many. Anxiety and fear can bring despair and doubt. Like John, we might find ourselves asking Jesus the same question: are you the one who is to come? Like John, we receive the same answer. Read the words of Scripture. Read all that Jesus has accomplished. Read of how he gave himself to the cross for love of us. How he rose from the dead and promised that he will be with us, and we will be with him forever. Look around and see all the good that is being done around the world in his name and in our community. All that is done for love and concern of others, as our churches answer the call of Christ to love others as I love you. In our own ministry area, we see groups such as our dance group, which seeks to provide a safe place for people to meet, a place for the lonely, the fearful, and the anxious to come together in fellowship and safety. There are, in our ministry area, warm hubs, food banks, charity works of all kinds, all inspired by love of neighbour. The work of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, continuing in the world today. Like John, we are called to join in proclaiming the good news of the coming of Christ to the people among whom we live. We are called to challenge all that prevent the ways of Christ taking root in our society, to confront hate with love, division with reconciliation, and conflict with peace. Let us heed his call to honour our baptismal vows, to live honest lives, lives of integrity built upon the values of God's kingdom, that with love, compassion, and generous hearts, we might prepare ourselves and the world in which we live for the coming of the Messiah in glory. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the church throughout the world, for the leaders of the church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese, for our own church, and the churches of our ministry area. Draw your church together, bring unity between denominations, that we may faithfully proclaim the coming of the Messiah. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering through famine or drought. Open the hearts of wealthy nations to bring relief to the poor with a more equitable distribution of resources. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable, that being faithful to the example and teaching of Jesus, we may be loving, generous, forgiving, and compassionate in all our dealings with those among whom we live and work. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and the isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. May they be strengthened by the Holy Spirit and consoled with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. And we pray for the recently departed and those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. May they share the eternal glory of heaven in the company of all the saints. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, "Peace I bequeath to you, my own peace I give you. The peace the world cannot give, this is my gift to you. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love." Let us pray. God, our deliverer, awaken our hearts to prepare the way for the advent of your Son, that with minds purified by the grace of his coming, we may serve you faithfully all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And just before our final blessing, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Getligaer, for our service of home worship. It's really lovely to have you with us. I wish you all the very best for the coming week, and I hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. Christ, the Son of Righteousness, shine on you and scatter the darkness from before you. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
Yeah.